Because only through living life, you overcome all these obstacles that you learn, you know, that the wisdom arise, you know. Yeah, the Uniso Maniskara can prompt you, you know, you know what is going on with your life, you know. How do you accept and remain at ease and at peace? You know, that is the most important, you know.
Yes.
So through this phase of obstacles, right, test of life, right.
Yeah.
So I learned all these things, you know. It's like I mean, you've been sharing with us all these things, right, all this while. It's the book knowledge, you know. This is a real test that you have to overcome it yourself, you know, through your so-called Dharma knowledge. You turn it into wisdom, Yoniso Manikskara, they come and prompt you, you know, that something is happening,
understand.
You know.
Then you will know what to do, then you will not panic.
Correct.
Otherwise, you will start to panic and have doubt that the reasoning, the analysis will come in.
Yes.
The stages of transformation is a lot, unending.
Yes.
Life is unending.
Yes.
That's why all this understanding can never unfold if you don't really experience them while you are going through life.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, a lot of people have this wrong idea and concept. Oh, enlightened idea. Oh, no more. After that, no more. All the work done, right? No. Initially, it's just the initial understanding, the gleam. You have to go through the process. Then, like I explained to Song and you all, the habitual tendency, that one take a long time to root out. Even the Suchi Abbot Empress also take a while for him, for her to develop understanding. And all this will come back and haunt you and test you and create doubt in the cultivator. Then the analysis, the reasoning will actually make them more astray. It will lead to all this so-called problem in meditation or cultivation. Maybe they don't know what is going on and there is nobody to explain all this. Then they will come out with the doubt. How come I thought I already okay, I thought I already clear, I thought I already have the understanding. Now this thing can happen to me again, and then the doubt again. The whole process of cultivation and transformation is not a people thing. If you are not gone through, you cannot understand. This understanding cannot unfold. That's the reason why I always share. It's not easy. But when you understand, it's relatively easy. That is very true. But to understand, how many can? How many really have the ability to understand? Hardly anybody. Very few. Very, very few. Most people are at different stages of cultivation. But to have the full understanding that can guide people very far is very rare. That type of being is very rare. Very good. Sadhu to you.
Sadhu, Bharatio. Such test is very good indeed, you know. Then you can stabilize your understanding, you know. Otherwise, you cannot stabilize your understanding, you know.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's so you cannot like say don't have tests, you know. It's good to have tests, test me, you know.
That's
so that you can stabilize your understanding, you know. Correct or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what I find, you know, the test is really good. It helps me to stabilize my understanding and see whether I can overcome it or not through all the Dharma understanding, you know.
Yeah, this one actually is very, very mild, very lucky. Yeah, the test is not that severe. There was another Kayamita last time, I remember I shared with some early days. This one, the test come from her own brother. Her own brother was much younger than her, 30 years old, I think 38 years old. So the younger brother actually was married with, you know, two or three kids. Then he was sent for assignment in Hong Kong. I think while there, he ate some seafood and other things. Then he developed some sickness and complication and admitted to hospital. Then he just died like that. Yeah. Then the wife was miserable, traumatic. The children all. So she got to take over the role as a sister to calm the mother down, to calm the sister-in-law down, to calm the niece and nephew down, and do all the things. So he attended to all the funeral, everything. Because she has the Dhamma, she accepted what happened. Then she calmed herself down and do all those things and clear all those things. Then later on, after she was able to settle everything, then the sister-in-law also, she supported her and slowly let her understand, because she heard some of the sharing of how to help this type of people. Especially their husband passed away. Then you had to tell them, you had to be strong because you are not alone. Now that your husband is not around, you have to shoulder their responsibility. Yes, your children are still around. Out of love and compassion for your children, you have to stay strong. You have to really develop the understanding. Then calm them down. Give them the help and the support. Tell them you don't worry about money. You don't worry about finance. We will support you all the way. We will see to it. We will settle you down and let you have the ability to continue. And because of what he did, he was able to actually settle everything on her own now. Then later on, she come back to KL. Then we, as Kayamita, we used to ask, where do you go for 5-6 months? You were not around. She said, actually, she started to tell me later on that all these things happened. That's why she has to go back to Johor Bahru. Then she settled all these things and she came now. Oh, then I explained to her what happened. I said, this is a test where you have reached the point of understanding where only the one very close to you, close relative, can put you to test. There nobody else can actually have that closeness of relation, which she is not married. So the closest one is either the mother or the brother. So I said, he also has the karmic condition to be in that situation. That's why it happened as a test. Do you know what she told me at the first instant? No? Brother Teo, if it's so chan yan in Cantonese, you know what the meaning is or not? Chan, chan ren.
Yes. Chan yan, yes.
English. So such a cruel way of testing me. I would rather not to be tested. Either. I say it's not for you to say to be tested or not. This is condition arising. Cause of phenomena. Condition like that, things will like that, it happened. For me, the first test was very severe. Actually, when I cleared, there was no problem. My mother, heart attack, no, enter ICU. At that time, nobody else can actually put me to test, really. Then my son got compound fracture, no, simultaneously, you know, that. I was doing my meditation, everything, I was doing very well. Then I have the understanding, then what can go wrong? Then I just let it be, continue to do what I have to do. Then I accepted the reality. Then suddenly when I silent, I think after the night's sleep, suddenly I woke up, I have this understanding, it's a test. Cannot be otherwise, because everything I have done is correct. I follow the Dhamma, every understanding is there, and the transformation happened, and suddenly this thing happened. And what a coincidence. The moment I understand that, I just go about doing what I have to do, then everything turned around. My son got a very good specialist UH there, where my TA helped me to make the appointment. He did a very successful surgery. Then my mother entered ICU. My sister was there. She's a nurse at that time at UH. She also, within two, three days, turned around and she actually got a heart attack. So that was the first time she got a heart attack. She was that time, I think 60 years old. I was only 35 years old, coming to 1989. Then after that, the whole thing reversed. Then they were discharged. Then everything fall back to normal. That first test was beautiful. I cleared very fast. So all this can happen.